help you?
Yeah, I'm looking for a radio. So, you know, state-of-the-art thing.
Well, I've got a Reynolds.
A Reynolds? Is that any good? I never heard of it.
Good! It's the best!
Well, I like the DX. Can I get a lot of stations on it?
All over the country. Listen to this.
Don't worry.
Come in.
Live from Motown. Well, from Troy. We're getting ready for our move. The Not Ready for Primetime Jabonis, live from Troy, the Kmart capital of the world. Kmart company is located there, but they don't dare put up a store. Here come the jocks, wearing his hydraulic pumps, getting ready for Hollywood. Jim Chevaney, driving her brand new Japanese car, which she won on another station. Tokyo Bartolucci. What? Also featuring the hands and no mind of Humble Harp.
Hey.
Is there a little heartbeat there? And starring, well, me, a man who does 35 in the fast lane on the expressway. No sense in doing 55. I'd just be getting out of the way of people who have jobs. At the end of every trip, though, I kneel down and give thanks to the man responsible for our journey, Harvey Firestone. And this is no exception. That must be the new kind of drug. It's the heart of rock and roll. And this is the soul, of course, not to mention the bodies that we have around here. It's 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. Don't you love that heartbeat? 96 WHYT. We pay the bills and play the hits, and this morning we have some free, easy money flowing. As soon as we play the song which we indicated, Let's Hear It for the Boy by Denise Williams, and we take the eighth call. Now, we are going to give you the phone number for that, which I neglected to do. It's the same number we use for everything. It's utilitarian. 298. No, that's not the exchange. Not UT. It's 298-6600. Now, our telephones are open to you for complaints only for a short time. I don't know what I started this morning, but we're getting all kinds of calls. I think I'll take one more. Complaint department.
Yes, I have a complaint. You play the same music every morning. Don't you get sick of hearing the same thing when you're at work?
It's your complaint. Don't make it mine. What's your name?
Carrie.
Where do you work?
I don't work anywhere. I go to school.
Well, you don't have to listen to this stuff anyway. You're in school.
I mean, I like it. I like all the music. Well, some of it I don't.
Well, then where's the complaint?
They don't play it every morning.
What do you want me to do? Talk every morning?
I like that. I think it's funny.
You'd rather hear us talk?
No, not all the time. But I think you're funny.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Okay.
I think you're sick.
Oh, Joey. I think you're rude.
Oh! I think I'm rude. Okay, goodbye. Have a good day. Ouch. They're beating me up.
I guess.
This is the number one record in the whole world right now. It's Lionel Richie at HYT. Hello. The agony of watching Lionel Richie's face during the Grammy Awards when Michael got everything. And he sat there and had to hug him. Actually, had to hug him.
I'm sorry, Lionel.
This is, I feel really bad for Olympic losers.
We have a quickie traffic report right now. We have no tie-ups, no stall-outs, no accidents right now. The roads, however, are wet from the steady drizzle we've been having. So be a little bit careful. That's the way the roads look at 640. I'll be back in about 15 minutes with an update. I'm Mary Lee Bartolucci, WHYTRE traffic.
Boy, that was pretty short.
Yeah, what happened? No, it's short, but it's the only one I got.
What can I say, you know?
I don't know about you guys, but I got to be back in my cell by 6 o'clock tonight. I'm on a work release program. If you want to buy that thing, that's A Fine Day by Tony Carey. And it is going to be a fine day because it's what we carry in our hearts today, even though it's drizzly. Stand by for Casey Kasem, also the mayor. We're going to wake up His Highness this morning.
I compared.
Your Honor.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
How are you this morning, Joey?
I just want to tell you that it's Wednesday.
I'm fully aware of that. So today happens to be a wake day. I'm on jury duty today.
Joey duty?
Jury duty.
What kind of jury?
The only kind I wake anymore, the grand jury.
The grand jury?
One of the things that's happened to me today, Joey.
What's happening, Your Honor?
See, I get more suits thrown at me than they get in the clothing store.
Now, that's a bad outfit.
That's a real bad outfit. Joey?
Yes, Your Honor.
But Joey, I thought you was going to ask me about the key to the city this morning.
I was, because I figured hey, listen, I've been here 2.5 weeks, and I still don't have the key to the city.
Well, Joey, I'd hold it out on you previously, because one of the things that happened is Stevie Wonder come to town.
Mm-hmm. You gave him the key?
Well, he got a key.
Yeah.
And then I got, soon coming up, I got Michael Jackson coming to town.
Michael Jackson gets a key.
He definitely gets a key.
Mm-hmm. And
then I got Eddie Murphy coming to town to shoot a movie.
Eddie Murphy gets a key.
He gets a key.
Well, now, so far...
So, George, figure it out. Now, why ain't I got a key for you?
Well...
I'm having a hard time putting this together, sir.
Well, Joe, nobody ever said you were Einstein.
Well, what's going to happen? Am I going to get a key or am I not going to get a key?
What you're going to get, Joey, is a used key.
Ah! Who did it belong to, DeLorean?
Joey, you are a very, very perceptive young fella. As a matter of fact, I got me in the new DeLorean car.
What's the DeLorean car do?
Well, Joey, I'm just about to get it back from the body finish.
What happened to it?
I'm having the mirror taken off the outside.
I don't believe it. That's Detroit.
It's W-H-Y-T.
Yeah, I can't believe it. What else?
Turn the dial.
Okay. Lifetime.
I don't want to hear Michael Jackson. I want to say hello to Jermaine and the girls in the balcony. And I want to thank my mommy, and I want to thank my daddy, and I want to thank Barry, and I want to thank Diana for lending me her clothes.
Michael Jackson will be out here shortly wearing Diana Ross's clothes again. What a drag. And where's the A-team, anyway? Are you there, Wolf?
Hey, Wolf, man, how you doing?
Where are you?
I can hardly hear you, man. This is a terrible connection. You know what I mean? I'm on the air here at KIPO in Honolulu. I'm just starting up one of my syndication stations here on the island of Kauai.
I thought you were doing an all-night show in Los Angeles.
I am, but, you know, Little Ben and Wolf Man goes all around the place.
Well, listen, Wolf, I remember when you were on the air with me in Philadelphia about 15 years ago.
I wish I could hear you, man. It'd be a lot more fun to do this with you. You know what I mean?
We're only working on our satellite. We don't have a satellite system. We have a fat lady with an aluminum bra, and we're bouncing the signal off of her.
Oh, my. Nice talking to you, Joey.
Is that the end of it?
Huh? Philadelphia? Philadelphia?
WFIO. I can't believe it. Lifetime.
Z11146, dialing for Dingbat Lines. Joey Reynolds is here with a special guest disc jockey, Wackos, Weirdos, Preverts, Reverts, Bimbos.
Hey, today'd be a good day for frozen heinies. Listen, Big Red and Thor reminds you that winter is knocking at our door. For the past 4 months, cold heinie has been everyone's favorite, but soon people will be searching for ways to get their heinie hot.
Woo!
Now, in the past, the winery has learned that people use many different methods to get their heinie hot. Some like to light a roaring fire and set their heinie down in the burning embers. Well, others prefer the more conventional method, like putting their hiney in a pan of boiling water.
Ow!
The winery would like to hear from you and find out how you get your hiney hot. Stop by the Hiney Winery in beautiful downtown Hicksville. Give your suggestions to bookkeeper receptionist Ohelia Hiney.
Ohelia?
Oh, yes. And for your efforts, you'll receive a booklet entitled When the Weather Turns Cold and the Summer is Shot, That's When I Like My Hiney Hot.
Oh, okay.
In this pamphlet is a recipe for hot buttered hiney. Big Red and Thor believe this will be the drink that every Heine lover in the area will be enjoying this winter. They figure that everywhere you go this winter, you'll see large groups of folks gathered around a blazing fire.
I know I will.
All with buttered Heine. Heine wine, where they remind you you only go around once in life. So grab all the all the Heine you can get.
Let's hear it for him.
All right.
Didn't Joey do a great job?
Put a bag on his head.
Serving the universe from the top of the Empire State Building. WHTZ, Newark, New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut's Hot Rockin' Z100.
We're reminding you that if you can't see New York, you should see Caucus.
Oh, I'm glad he only comes up once in every 3 months, you know?
Goodbye, Buckaroos.
It's New York!
Z100, I told you, any station.
We got serious times. You know, Governor Lamb in Colorado, where I was recently, I just finished working there for a year on a television show overnight, and Governor Lamb was our governor for 8 years. Of course, he thinks that old people should die and get out of the way. Old governors never die. They just go on to presidencies. That's the problem. Anyway, for Governor Lamb, I want to tell you this one thing about him. We're going to talk about that on the phones this afternoon, is that there is a blow dryer in the men's room at the state capitol in Colorado. And it says, to hear the governor speak, push button. I like that. See, this is the kind of radio that I grew up in, where you just sit down and you talk. Well, here we stand up.